Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, October 29th. You'll be interested to know, 95 years ago, today in 1929, the collapse of U.S. stock market prices intensified. Just 5 days after nearly 13 million shares were sold, an additional 60 million shares were sold on Black Tuesday. This event further fueled the crisis known as the Great Depression. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's patchy frost and feels like 30 degrees with 4-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:40 and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:15. It looks like we're in for some patchy frost early this morning and mostly cloudy skies with a high near 58 and a light south wind. Tonight, expect a chance of rain showers after 7 with a low around 49 and a gentle breeze. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be at 10 with the low tide at 4:15. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a mix of cloudy and sunny days ahead. Wednesday starts with a chance of rain showers, warming up to a high near 72. Thursday will be mostly sunny, reaching 77. Rain is possible again Friday, with highs around 69. Nights will be cool, with lows in the upper 30s to low 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, many residents in the greater Boston area awoke to the smoky scent of brush fires, primarily from a blaze consuming over 80 acres in Salem. Reports on Monday morning detail the haze and smoke permeating the area. The smoke's extensive reach is attributed to an atmospheric inversion, trapping it near the ground, allowing it to infiltrate nearby towns and cities. Other minor fires, including one in Stoughton, are also contributing to the air quality issues. The United States Environmental Protection Agency warns that air quality may be unhealthy for sensitive groups, advising them to limit outdoor activities. Now on to sports. On Monday Night Football in Pittsburgh, the Steelers, now 6-2. Edged past the New York Giants, 2-5, with a 26-18 victory. Calvin Austin went off with a 73-yard punt return touchdown and a 29-yard catch from Russell Wilson. Despite a late surge by the Giants, T.J. Watt's strip sack and Beanie Bishop's interceptions secured Pittsburgh's 22nd consecutive home win under the Monday night lights. Last night, the Dodgers secured a crucial 4-2 win over the Yankees in Game 3 of the World Series, taking a commanding 3-0 lead. Freddie Freeman homered again, and Betts' clutch single-powered the Dodgers at Yankee Stadium. Walker Buehler delivered a solid outing, earning the win with 5 innings of work. New York's late efforts fell short, with Verdugo's homer marking their only highlight. Tonight, it's Game 4 of the World Series. The Dodgers will use their bullpen as starters for this game, while Lewis Gill takes the mound for New York. Expect a mild 60 degrees in the Bronx. The Yankees are favored by 1.5 runs. Let's see if the Yankees can avoid the sweep. In local sports, last night, the Celtics beat the Bucks 119-108 at TD Garden. Jaylen Brown shined with 30 points, while Peyton Pritchard added 28 off the bench, sinking 8 three-pointers. The Seas held strong with a 49.4 field goal percentage. Tomorrow night, the unbeaten Celtics at 4-0 take on the Indiana Pacers at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Tonight, the Bruins at 4-4-1 host the Philadelphia Flyers at TD Garden. The Flyers at 2-6-1 hope to regain momentum despite recent struggles. In top news, Costco has recalled over 100 cases of Kirkland Signature smoked salmon after laboratory tests revealed the presence of Listeria, a bacteria that poses serious health risks. Acme Smoked Fish Corps notified customers about the recall on October 22nd. The affected product is packaged in vacuum-sealed, black-bordered plastic labeled smoked salmon and distributed from October 9th to October 13th. The CEO of Acme Smoked Fish Corps stated, "We regret this unfortunate incident." The FDA advises consumers to return the product for a full refund or dispose of it immediately, especially those at risk. In business news, JPMorgan Chase, the largest bank in the United States, has initiated legal action against customers for check fraud, linked to a viral technical glitch on TikTok. This glitch, occurring in late August, allowed users to deposit large checks in ATMs and withdraw funds before the checks cleared, even if they eventually bounced. Four lawsuits were filed in federal courts in Los Angeles, Houston, and Miami, accusing individuals and businesses of improperly keeping over $600,000 after depositing counterfeit checks. JPMorgan is working with law enforcement to address these incidents, emphasizing that fraud is a crime affecting everyone. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $70,900. Ethereum is just over $2,600. And Goatsy's Maximus is nearing 63 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple recently secured a minimal victory in its ongoing legal battle with health technology company Masimo, winning $250,000 in a patent infringement case. The jury determined that Masimo's watches closely resemble the Apple Watch. Masimo initially sued Apple in 2020 over its blood oxygen sensor technology, claiming infringement after Apple hired a former employee. Despite the verdict, Masimo considers the outcome a win, as it can continue selling its products. Apple is appealing an import ban that affects its latest smartwatch models, aiming to restore its blood oxygen feature. And in entertainment news, a new remake of American Psycho is on the horizon, with Luca Guadagnino set to direct this fresh interpretation of Bret Easton Ellis's captivating novel. The original film, released over 24 years ago, featured Christian Bale as the infamous Patrick Bateman, whose portrayal has inspired countless memes. This new film aims for a distinctive vision, potentially showcasing a diverse cast. Contenders for the role include Timothée Chalamet, known for his intense performances, and Bill Skarsgård, famous for his chilling roles. Other strong candidates are Andrew Scott and Dev Patel, both capable of delivering the character's dark nuances. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American musician, Ben Harper. And he said, "Life is short, and if you're looking for extension, you had best do well. 'Cause there's good deeds, and then there's good intentions. They are as far apart as heaven and hell." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.